This bill is the bill dealing with the Department of Revenue and the return to state provisions that we've talked about in the fee office system. Several years ago, I passed a law that would change the way that fee offices are handled in the state, requiring there to be a bid process. We put in there that special consideration would be given to nonprofits that invest the money back into the community. After we did that, the department went and put into their bid process something called return to state, which simply awards points to a bidder if they agree to give a certain portion of the profits back to the state. Something that I and some of the other senators in here have taken offense to and feel that it is basically a pay-to-play system on the bidding process. So basically all Senate Bill 389 does is clarify that is not to be allowed. It says the director of the Department of Revenue shall follow bidding procedures as contained in this section and may promulgate rules necessary to establish such procedures. No points shall be awarded on a request for proposal for a contract license office to a bidder for a return to state provision offer. So, Mr. President, this simply clarifies the original intent of the law. The idea being that we want primarily local nonprofits to run these and invest their profits back into the community. With that, Mr. President, I would like to offer an amendment.
Senator, send your amendment forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. It has been distributed already, and I ask for a waiver of the reading. It's 0.03S.
Seeing no objection, the reading will be waived.
That's the only copy I have.
Send the amendment forward.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. President. This is an amendment that I've worked with the senator from the 13th. Simply clarifies who is given special consideration in the fee office bid. This includes 501c4s, except those civic organizations that would be considered action organizations under, basically the idea, we want to allow c4s, but not political action c4s. And then special consideration given to those organizations and entities that reinvest a minimum of 75% of the net proceeds to charitable organizations in Missouri. So we're trying to flip the script a little bit on the return to state provision and actually give you points if you reinvest, if you're a nonprofit and you reinvest in the community.